Scripture says, "Be still and know that I am God." So now in the quiet of this moment, Heavenly Father, we have sought to honor the Lord Jesus, lift him high and recognize his sacrifice for us, his promise of coming again. We thank you for the work of the Holy Spirit in the hearts and lives of people who are here tonight. And today you're drawing them and stirring them to look to Jesus, not to other needs, not to other sources of salvation. We pray, Lord, that today you would help us to sing praise to you. We thank you for this time. In Jesus' name we pray. And all God's people said, amen. Well, good to see you. God bless you for being here today. If you have your Bibles, John chapter 15 is where I'd like for you to find your place. I'm Pastor Mike. If you're a guest with us, we're honored to have you. And we hope and pray you'll come back and be with us as often as you can. The Bible's filled with all kinds of promises. God made all kinds of promises to us. And these days we're looking at some of what I call the red letter promises of Jesus. And for some of you who've been around and know your Bible well, these will be familiar promises. For others of you, it may be the first time you've ever heard them. I share them with you because I want you to know that the Lord desires to have a real relationship with you, just as real as any physical relationship you have with anybody in your life right now. And today we talk about friendship. And I hope to do a good job of saying to you this. I am one who's blessed to have Jesus as my friend, and I hope that you have experienced that too. Nothing better, nothing greater, no friend you have is going to be a friend like Jesus. So today we look at Jesus' words to his friends, some of his first friends, these first followers of Jesus. You know, the Bible has a lot to say about friendship. I looked at a couple of verses. Proverbs 18:24. A man of many companions may come to ruin, but there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother. And then Proverbs 17:17, a friend loves at all times. Look, everybody in this room, you were made for friendship. You were made for relationship. What I desire for you is that you would be able to understand the power of your relationship with God and friendship with Jesus as much as any physical relationship that you have. It's as real. And my desire is that you would have it because Jesus is truly a friend for all the seasons of life. So I want to introduce my friend to some of you who may not know him today. And I want to encourage some of the rest of you who are already friends of Jesus together with myself about the wonderful things we experience in friendship with Jesus. So now, would you stand please and honor the reading of God's Word, and we'll begin reading in John chapter 15, verse number 12, and we'll read through verse number 17. John 15, beginning in verse 12, verse 17, Jesus says, "This is my commandment, that you love one another, just as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that one lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. No longer do I call you slaves, for the slave does not know what his master is doing, but I have called you friends. For all things that I have heard from my Father, I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you would go and bear fruit and that your fruit would remain, so that whatever you ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you. This I command you, that you love one another. Now, Lord, help us to understand your word. Oh, give us just a little bit of time without distraction for just a moment. Holy Spirit, be our teacher. May my words honor Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. You may be seated. I want to make several observations based on these words of Jesus today as we think about Jesus and friendship with Jesus. What a wonderful promise. Jesus said, verse 14, you are my friends. I want you to see, first of all, today that Jesus shows us what real friendship is made of. Jesus shows us how he loves his friends. Jesus shows us how he loves his friends. Read again with me in your Bible there in verses 12 and 13. Notice what Jesus said. This is my commandment, that you love one another. And then he says, here's the way I've loved you. Here's the way I've loved you. Verse 13, greater love has no one than this, that one lays down his life for his friends. So here's the measurement of the kind of friendship that Jesus provides for us who are his friends. He dies for us. What an example of friendship. What an extraordinary step Jesus took in order to demonstrate that he sought out our friendship. He went first. He became our friend so that we could be his friend. Greater love has no one than this. I want you to love one another, he says. He's talking to these disciples, these followers, these first disciples, just like he speaks to us who are disciples today. This is my commandment, that you love one another just as I've loved you. And not too many far days from now, they would understand better this verse, verse 13. When they ran away in fright, denied Jesus, and he hung on the cross and died in shame for sin and for his friends. I hope that you have a good friend or two. And I'm talking about near friends. That's the word Jesus uses here. This word in verse 13 for friends, and verse 14 for friends, verse 15 for friends. It's a word that means near friends. The idea of really intimate friends. I hope you have a friend like that. Everybody ought to have a friend like that. And I can tell you this, people are looking for a real friend. They search all kinds of ways. Boys and girls want friends, students want friends, and it doesn't end when you graduate from high school. We all want a friend, somebody who really understands us, somebody who sticks with us. You know, I've heard people say, you know, I thought this person was my friend, but when I called on them, and you know the rest of the sentence, they were no show. They weren't anywhere to be found. They weren't interested in being my friend. They weren't interested in helping me. We've talked about relationships. Relationships are what you put into them. And a friendship's the same way. Jesus starts by saying, I'm making the first step to be your friend. And anytime you see a cross, anytime you think about the cross of Jesus, you hear a song, you read about it, or you consider the cross of Jesus, you remember he's saying, I want to be your friend. So what's it like to be a friend with Jesus? Well, that's what I want to spend the rest of my time on. Jesus describes it here. He was accused by his critics and the cynics of being the friend of sinners. The idea was that Jesus went and he was among people who didn't, they weren't religious. They didn't surrender to God. They didn't follow God. They weren't interested. But he was their friend. He was available. He sought to be with them. He sought to help them understand a new way to live. But these are his real friends. These are the ones who gave up everything to follow him. These are the ones who surrendered they stepped out of the world and said, I'm going to follow Jesus. I'm going to leave my business. I'm going to leave behind my other friends and family. I'm going to spend this time with Jesus. And now he speaks to his real friends. That's what friendship's all about. I hope you know what it's like to have real friendship with Jesus. I really do. I pray that for every one of you. I prayed that as I started this morning at 8 o'clock all morning long, speaking to all the people who come. I hope you really know what it's like to have Jesus as a friend. You can. He wants to be your friend. Oh, Pastor Mike, nobody wants to be my friend. Jesus does. Greater love has no one than this. Jesus died. He wants to be your friend. Secondly, I want you to see this morning, that friends of Jesus do some interesting things. That's what Jesus described. He says Jesus, the friends of Jesus, follow his commands. Now, some people read this and they think, well, boy, what a strange way to have a friendship. Now, don't miss this. You are my friends if you do what I command. He's commanded earlier, love one another. I've loved you, love others. This is in the friendship relationship. Do what I've commanded. Follow my instructions. I have a really good friend. He lives in McMinnville. Pat and I are friends with he and his wife. We have been for many, many years. I'm so grateful for their friendship. They truly exhibit and model what it's like to have a real friend. So my friend is he's a medical doctor, but he loves to do woodworking, and he's really good at it. And through the years, he's given to our family a lot of this work, this craft of woodworking. So I go down to see him sometimes in McMinnville. He's a woodworker, and he's got it all set up. We have some in our church. I mean, he's got all the equipment. He's got all the materials. He knows what to do. He's got all the wood laid out. He's drying it this way and doing this and the other. And I said, well, Brian, I want you to teach me how to be a woodworker. And after he kind of made a face, which kind of hurt my feelings, I thought, well, I don't know what that means. He said, and this is important, he said, this is my one of my dearest friends. He said, if I show you how to do this, listen, you have to do what I say. Are you with me? Now, I wasn't offended by that because he knew a lot more about running a lathe than I did. And a lathe can be a dangerous thing. You got to know how to do it. You got to be careful when you're working with woodwork. You got to do it right. And so I had to go through. So you put on the goggles, turn on the machine, stand here, don't go over here. He gave me direction on woodworking, 101. If you had a friend who knew everything about life, if you had a friend who could assure you that if you followed this certain direction and took his counsel and listened to what he said, it'd make a difference in your marriage, it'd make a difference in your business, it'd make a difference in all your relationships, you'd listen. And Jesus says, you are my friends if you do what I say. Jesus has a lot to say to you, friend, about how to live life. Jesus knows more about it than anybody. The Lord Jesus calls us to follow him. He'll change our life, but you got to do what your friend says. You got to follow his example, and you got to do. So my friend would lathe a little bit, do it, and then he would say, okay, now you do it. And I'd do it, and then he would do it again. Friends of Jesus follow his commands. I wish I could say more, but I want to go on. Friends of Jesus also know his plans. Now, this is interesting. There's been more than one time Brian and Teresa have sat with Pat and myself, and they've shared with us their plans. Look at this in your Bible, verse 15. No longer do I call you slaves, for the slave does not know what his master's doing, but I have called you friends. For all the things that I have heard from my Father, I have made known to you. So Jesus said, I've told you God's plans. I've given you the plans before they happen. And my friend Brian, he was making a change and transition in their family, and they were going to adopt a child. And so we sat down with our friends way before that, and they shared with us their plans. Your friends, your really good friends, your intimate friends, why they tell you things they don't tell everybody else. Friends of Jesus know his plans. And oh, why the world today? Oh, it's just, have you listened to all the chaos and noise? Have you, the longer you have that television on, the longer you put on that, what they call it, talk radio? Oh, my soul and my body. The stir, the noise, the hand wringing, the fear, the worry, the anxiety. when you know the plan of God and Jesus giving it to you, you don't worry. You've been with your friend, and your friend knows what's going to happen, and your friend helps you. That's what happens with a good friend. When I'm down, when I'm troubled, when I'm having a hard time, I go find my good friend, and I go to my good friend, and I talk to my good friend and say, look, this is what I've got going. This is what I need to do. Here are these decisions I make. And you know what? You always feel better after you've been with your good friend. Friends of Jesus do what he says because he knows more about it than we'll ever know. About life, about knowing God, about walking with God, how to worship and honor God, how to trust God. And our friend Jesus also gives us his plans. Look, all through these verses, in all these chapters, chapter 14, 15, 16 of John, these red letter words of Jesus were some of the most astounding words for the disciples. It started with this: I'm going to die and I'm going to leave. In a little while, I'm going to be gone. They didn't know what to think. They never thought they'd be separated from Jesus physically. And Jesus had to work them through the reality that the plan is changing. He had to talk to them about the cross. He had to talk to them about this strange idea of the Holy Spirit, a helper. There's going to be a helper who's going to come and be with you and in you. What a strange thing. He talked to them about how they were going to be treated by the world. If you stand for Jesus, if you unapologetically, I'm not talking about being obnoxious. I'm not talking about being disrespectful. But if you stand up for Jesus where you work or out in the world, or when you stand up for the Lord and you say something about Jesus, you're going to be name called. You're going to be treated in different ways. Jesus wanted these disciples to know that the days ahead were going to be blessed days, but they were going to be hard days. You will be hated for my name's sake. And it's no different today if you are a friend and follower of Jesus. Jesus promised them that he was coming again. And he is coming again, as we've sung this morning so wonderfully. He's coming again. He died for us and he comes again. These promises, they're given to us because this is a real relationship. I'm not up here talking to you about theory. I'm not up here talking to you about great ideas, about someone who used to be alive. I'm talking to you about my friend Jesus, who can be your friend, who is alive today. And before I ever got here this morning, I had time with him again. What a wonderful thing to have Jesus as your friend. You know his plans. He lets you in on the future. He tells you what God's going to do. You know, some of you have a good friend, and some of us in this church, you're closer to others than others. Some of your friends in this church tell you about a change that's going on in their life. You don't say anything to everybody, and then it soon is known by the church. But you are one of those who are trusted with the plan ahead of time. That's what friends of Jesus know. They know the future plans. They know the plans God has for us because Jesus helps us. Finally, let me go on here. Two more things quickly. Friends of Jesus not only know what he commands and follow his commands. Friends, you want to be influenced by your friend. That's why you do what they say. That's why you got to be careful, boys and girls and children, about the kind of friends you pick. That's why your mom and dads talk about that, because your friends influence you. You'll do the kinds of things your friends want you to do. Friends of Jesus follow his commands. Friends of Jesus know his plans. Friends of Jesus, hey, this is good, they ask when they need something. There's not one time of the day or night that I could not call or text my friend Brian and he would not respond and say, well, what do you need? What do you need, friend? I hope you have a friend like that. I hope you have a physical friend like that. But you can have a friend like that in Jesus. Oh, I'll tell you what, we're needy people. We have a lot of things in our lives going on. All kinds of things. This room, if it could be seen, if we could somehow physically see, visually see what's in, you know, like those little pop-up things that come up over people's head. Oh, it'd be kind of scary. What would pop up over your head right now? People are needy. Oh, the needs are great. People are having a hard time. People are struggling. People are rejoicing. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you would go and bear fruit and that your fruit would remain. Now notice this, whatever you ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you. Did you know Jesus says this five times? Let me give you the other references quickly. 14:13, whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. 14:13. 15:7, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. 16:23, truly, truly, I say to you, if you ask the Father for anything in my name, he will give it to you. Oh, don't preach it away. Don't teach it away. Don't wash it away. Jesus said whatever. He said anything. What you wish, you ask your friend. You ask in his name. And Jesus made the promise, it will be done for you. I got to ask you this. Are you afraid to ask your friend of Jesus for anything? That's what he said. What do you need today, friend? Have you sat down with your friend Jesus? You see, friends of Jesus know his words and understand he's coming, but friends of Jesus know they have a friend ready to help and respond to anything. There's the old song, tell it to Jesus, tell it to Jesus, tell it to Jesus. You've told everybody else, but you've never told Jesus. Is Jesus your friend? Have you experienced the absolute peace and joy of coming alongside and listening to what Jesus, your friend? Pastor Mike, I can't see him. Oh, but you can experience by faith a real relationship with him. It affects your mind. It affects your desires. It takes over your life. The relationship, the person of Jesus is real as any physical relationship. Oh, it changes your emotions and your mind. It shapes your thinking. It controls your actions. It's real. And you sit with your friend Jesus and you tell him, your needs. Whatever you ask of the Father in my name. Whatever you ask of the Father in my name. What do you need today? Talk to your friend Jesus. Say, Pastor Mike, I wish I had a friend like that. You do. If you will follow him, if you will believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, if you will be saved, and then live your life in relationship to him. I started when I was a 9-year-old boy. In a friendship relationship with Jesus. I didn't know a lot at 9. But as I read my Bible and as I had wonderful people who helped me along the way to learn about God's Word, and I studied the Bible and learned how to follow Jesus, and they taught me how you do this. This is why we come to church here. This is why we're here doing all we do, to help our boys and girls and students and adults to learn how to follow Jesus. As I learn, I find out that my friend is always there. You know what's interesting about this? Jesus calls them his friends, but most of us know this story. What happened a few days later? Jesus is on trial. Where are these friends of Jesus? They all ran away. And at the cross, one disciple stands. John. You're my friends, Jesus said, if you do what I say. You're my friends because I tell you my plans. You're my friends. Whatever you need, you ask me for it. And then one last thing. He said it twice. I think this probably is very important. We physical friends of Jesus need one another because when we physical friends of Jesus are together, guess what? Jesus said, where two or three are gathered in my name, I'm there. Jesus shows up where his friends are. Friends of Jesus love his other friends. Oh my. Like the fella said, I love God, but it's all these other people, Pastor Mike. Yeah. It's all these other people. Isn't it annoying that everybody can't be just like you? I mean, really, isn't it? Isn't it annoying? I mean, you wake up in the morning, you think, if everybody could just be like me, it would be heaven on earth. Friends of Jesus love his other friends, Jesus said, look, I'm the preacher of the day. Verse 12, this is my commandment, love one another. They've been all through who was the greatest, who was the top of the list, who's the top man, who's going to do. They've been through all of this rivalry stuff. Jesus had to put up with all their rivalry and carrying on about who's the greatest. Jesus had to put up with breaking them up from their fights with each other. And then he says again in verse 17, this I command you, if you're my friend, love my other friends. If you're my friend, love my other friends. Here's the way John the Apostle wrote it in 1 John 3:14. We know that we have passed out of death into life because we love the brethren. I wanted to do my best today to tell you about my friend Jesus. He can be your friend too. I wanted to do my best today to describe to you what it looks like to have a friendship with Jesus, but you got to put something into it. Some of you have drifted away from your friendship. You've been very busy. I appreciate busyness. I live in this world too. I get it. Really busy. Lord, I have all these things I have to do. I'll get back to you on that. We'll try to work out a time to get together. Friendship with Jesus grows as you walk with Jesus every day. This never gets old, no matter how long you've walked with Jesus. I'm asking you today, how's your friendship with Jesus? And if you don't have one, if you don't have a friendship with Jesus is seeking you out to be his friend. And here's the kind of friend he is. He died so that you might have a relationship that's alive and real as any kind of physical relationship you have. And my prayer is that you will experience the power of a real relationship with God and friendship with Jesus. Well, thank you for listening. Heavenly Father, we come before you now as we come to this invitation time. You always invite us to respond to your word. So we've heard the words of Jesus today. We've heard the words of Jesus that he pledged and promised to be our friend, and he calls us to be his friends. And I pray, Lord, for my friends who are here today, that they might know in their own heart, deep in their heart, that they are a friend of Jesus, that they walk with you, they talk with you, they share with you the burdens in their life, and that they have a deep, abiding relationship with you. You are their dear friend. And they are your friend. The Bible says, whosoever calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved. That's where friendship with Jesus starts. You must be willing to trust Jesus as Lord and Savior. Perhaps you're here this morning and deep in your own life, you say, look, I don't really have a relationship with God. Friend, you can. You start today. Friendship with Jesus. Perhaps you're here this morning and you've trusted Christ, but you've never told the church about it. You need to follow the Lord in baptism as a believer. In just a moment, we're going to stand. We invite you to come. Make those decisions public from the balcony or below. Whatever you need to do, we want you to do it. Let's stand together. And as we stand, we're going to sing, Jesus is all the world to me. If you need to come this morning, you're among friends, come today. Let's sing together.